Shun Shofar Ash. All these psukim of Imishkachichi, Shalayim, Tishkachimini. Tid back the shade and the chikim layers karechi. Wants to understand what's going on here. He says, maybe it's a vow. Maybe we're making a firm, solid commitment, a neder. To the effect that if I forget Yerushalayim, then may my right hand forget its cunning. That's one way of looking at it. Almost that this should be an effect. If we do something wrong, if we forget Yerushalayim, this is the effect. This is what should happen. It's a form of consequence or maybe punishment. There's another way of looking at it. Maybe it's a hypothetical statement. Maybe if I will forget Yerushalayim, then my white hand will forget all its skill. My tongue will cleave to the roof of my mouth if I don't remember you. If Yerushalayim should ever stop being the basis and the zenith of all my joy, this is what will happen. Why? Because Yerushalayim still is and shall ever remain the inspiration for my musical skill and of the words of my songs. Were I, and he looks at it in the context of the rest of this parak, were I to sing the Shir HaShem all on Admas Nechar, then my hand would refuse to ply the strings of the harp. My tongue would be tied, unable to speak. Tishkach Yemini means all the skills which my hands knew until now, which my mouth knew until now, it just won't work. It's just impossible. That's incredibly powerful. Perhaps on its deepest level, it means were the Jew to try and assimilate, Klal Yisrael as a whole to try and assimilate, it just won't work. Yerushalayim is so much part of our identity. We just can't go against it. We just can't fall in love with another city as we have with Yerushalayim. We cannot fall in love with another set of values as we do Yerushalayim. And therefore it's not as much a vow. Rather it's a statement of Metzius. That the very body of the Jew is bound up in the consciousness of Yerushalayim. Something that's passed down through generation to generation. The idea that we have a homeland and a capital city, which is Hashem's capital city for the world. We share that space with Him. We might not be there right now. We understand we're on a journey to go back there. And therefore our very bodies are bound up with it. There are certain physical activities we just won't be able to do if we're not there. We simply will not and cannot sing this Shir HaShem Al Admas Necha because of the yearning, the strength of our bond and our deep desire to go home. Of course, individual Jews might stray from the path, but the collective consciousness of the nation is there always with Yerushalayim bound up. In the world of speech and the world of action.